Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Ready Church saying, are you ready this morning? The Lord woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us a brand new day. Oh, what a blessing it is. He kept us all week long until another week, and we just thank him on today. He's worthy to be praised. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I tell you, I'm grateful this morning. I'm thankful unto him this morning because he's worthy to be praised. You got the activities of your limbs, your clothes, and your right mind. Oh, yes. What a blessing on today. You look around and your family members are still in the land of the living. Oh, we said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. He came by and blew the breath of life inside of you this morning and started you on another journey on today. Aren't you glad about it? Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Will you rejoice with me on today? Because he's good and he's worthy to be praised this morning. As I say, from one week to the next, so much go on from day to day and from minute to minute, second to second. Everything is going down but the word of God, y'all. I mean, you can go into the malls and you go into the stores and you can see the changes all around about you, even in the community. You can just see the changes. Oh, my God, the signs of judgment is upon us. Jesus is soon to come, y'all. Run. Hurry up. Get your house in order. He gave you another day to get your house in order today. Things that you might have made mistakes on yesterday, you might have said something, done something wrong. Oh, yes. He allowed you another chance today to get it right. Say, search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything it shouldn't be. Take it out this morning. Straighten me. Don't you want to be right? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to be whole? It's so much, as I say, that's going on around about us from week to week and day to day. And so much we could talk about and so much, you know, that you just want people to get it. You just want them to see, you know, but we know the word of God said that God of this world has blinded the minds. I'm telling you, look and you say, oh, my God, can't they see? Oh, no, sometimes people can't see. Sometimes you're so close to the object, you can't even see. Oh, my God. But we just thank God today. I'm grateful today that the Lord has kept me another day and he's given me grace and he's given me strength to continue to go on and see what the end is going to be. You know, many things have come across my path to try to knock me down and knock me out and try to destroy me. But if God be for me, who can be against me? And he said, what I say to one, I say to all. So if God be for you on today, who can be against you? When things come in like a flood, You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said, raise up a standard. So when the water come in to try to overtake you, to drown you, to say this is the end, God said, not so. It ain't over until God say so. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We praise you this morning for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your angels that encamps around about us. We thank you, God, for keeping us another week. Oh, God, we just say thank you. We just praise you, God, out of all that you've done for us, all that you ask is that we worship you. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace on today. I pray for the listeners on today. You unstop their ears on today before time is too late. The word of God said, he that has an ear, let him hear. Lord, allow them to hear what thus saith the Lord. Speak through my mind. Speak through my lips of clay. Think through my mind. Speak through my lips of clay on today. We rebuke the hands of the enemy on today. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the devil still defeated this morning. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Like I said, even though, you know, so much going on around about us from day to day and violence filling the land and, you know, crime is on the hand and there's just so many things, sickness and disease upon the land. But aren't you glad that God is still God? Aren't you glad that his word said in Exodus 15:26, none of those diseases that were brought upon Egyptian shall be brought upon us as we walk in righteousness. Lord, help me to walk in righteousness. Oh, yes, you can. If you're not walking in righteousness today, you have another opportunity to walk in righteousness, to give your heart to the Lord, to repent. To take inventory, personal inventory. You know how you go in the store and they have inventory. They go through everything and see, you know, how much they got and all that kind of stuff. But now you can take personal inventory of your own life, your own life. Search me, Lord. Examine me. Help me to see myself. Help me to see the things that, you know, the enemy is trying to block me from seeing. Help me to see it, Lord. Change me, you know, give me a new life in Christ. That's the greatest life, is to be in Christ. You know, your protection, your leader, your guider, your protector, your provider. He'll be everything that you want him to be on today if you just trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. The word is the only thing we have, y'all. When Satan came to try to seek after God and try to turn him, you know, seek Jesus, he said, it is written, Satan. And that's what we got to do, give him the written word this morning. Get into the word of God. Study and see what he has to say unto you. He got a word for all of us. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. So the same word he wants to speak to me, he'll speak to you on today. Well, we're coming from 2 Thessalonians this morning. I didn't know which way. Well, as I say, I never know. I just said, Lord, oh, just speak through my lips of clay and think through my mind in these last and evil days. Help me to be an example to somebody. I just want to be a light in the midst of darkness. That's what we all should want to be, a light in the midst of this dark, dying, evil, wicked world. The end has come, y'all. The end has come. And when I say the end, I don't mean the end of the world has come. We can see, we see it here. But the end has come as you've known it. Things that you used to, you know, the way that things were structured. Now they call for a new world order. That means you have to tear down, out with the old, in with the new. That's how you create a new world order, which the enemy just took it from the word of God. He's a copycat. He's not original. He took it from the word of God in Revelation. Said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth because the old heaven and earth shall pass away. God's word going to stand, y'all. That's why it's so important for you to get in the word, and the devil knows that's where your strength and that's where your hope lies, in the word of God.
Just look around. Everything is going down. Relationships, homes, you know, the love of many waxing cold. People don't love you like they used to. Had you not noticed that? People don't love like they used to. People don't even respect you like they used to. They used to, I mean, people used to respect the house of God and respect the people of God. Oh, the end has come. Oh, yes, the end has come as you've known it. Out with the old, in with the new. But you need to know that you need to have a new relationship with Christ. If you never had one, you need to invite Christ before it's too late. We're down to the countdown, y'all. It says in Second Thessalonians chapter 2, it said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming, y'all. And by our gathering together unto him. So here Paul is urging us, you know, he's urging them and he's urging us. You know, the word, it's not old, y'all. The same word, that's why we read it and we live by this word. This is what you have to live by, the word of God. Paul here, you know, had received that the word, a word from the believers in Thessalonica, that they were being misled by false teachers about the second coming, about Jesus coming and the rapture, and you know, and the rapture of the saints, you know, needing him, being caught up in the air with Christ. And so, you know, the people started to return, you know, turn back to their old ways. And said, so, look, we've been hearing that Jesus is coming for a long time, and that's what's going on right now. He's still coming, y'all. He's still coming. Whether you believe it or not, he's still coming. Can't you see the signs? He's coming. This is the only book on the face of the earth that tell you and warn you about what you see today. This is the only, the Bible. I know that all these preachers is making their own Bibles and books, and everybody writing a book and writing poems and sharing their testimony, all that, to get your mind off the word of God, to get your eyes off what it needs to be on. And that's the word of God. Everything you need is in this word. Because if it's new, it's not true. It's not true. This word has been going off over 2,000 years ago. And he's still talking to us today. It still works. This still works. It still heals. Still saves and delivers your soul. This is the only thing. Excuse me. This is the only thing. Yeah. Well, here, you know, like I said, Paul was had received the word that the believers in Thessalonica was being misled by false teachers. And that's what is going on right now, being led by false teachers. Even today, you know, people are giving up, giving up the right for the wrong, giving up the lifestyle that you once lived for Christ, to go back to the old you. There's nothing good in your flesh. You have to die to your flesh. You have to deny flesh. Take up your cross and follow Christ. He will lead you and guide you throughout this life journey. He's the only one that will lead you and guide you throughout this life journey. If you want to make it to heaven, then the devil, he'll lead you too. But if you want to make heaven your home, that's what I'm talking about. I hope you're getting what I'm saying, trying to say here this morning. Well, here, you know, Paul was trying to warn the church, you know, and I'm trying to warn you today. The church is God's body. He's trying to warn us through his word every day. If you haven't tried it, why don't you give God a try? He was warning them that, you know, that there was false teachers and false preachers and, you know, was coming in upon them, you know, and they were going to turn back to your old ways. I hear some of the people today in the church talk about taking it back, you know, oldies but goodies. And, oh my God, the songs that I used to dance off of. And, oh, my goodness, it's in the house of God? His house is different from any other place, the house of God. It's a sacred place with an altar where you can come before him and repent. Give up your sin and be cleansed from all unrighteousness. But here it says that now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's coming, and by our gathering together unto him. That's why the saints come to gather together, not to go to church and see what Sister Sally and Uncle John got on and, you know, and talk about, oh, you know, I like that hat she had on. And, oh, no, it's about to glorify God. We go to the house of God to worship him, to get instructions about our life, how we should live to please God, not to please yourself. There's no good thing in you. Second verse says, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us as that the day of Christ is at hand. It's close, y'all. That's what it's saying. It's close. Jesus can come anytime, but they're trying to mix you up and confuse you. And that's what was going on here in Thessalonica. They was trying to confuse the people, trying to turn them around, trying to make them forget what God had told them to do. And you know, just go back to your old you, you know? That's what these pastors, these false pastors and teachers are doing. They got you going back to what you said God brought you out from. Some of y'all was drug addicts, the alcoholics, and oh my God, some of us was in hard places. If it had not been for God, someone was on the road of destruction. I mean, some would have been in prison, and you know, they throw the key away, you know. But God, he supplied and made a way of escape for you. And not for you to forget what he's done for you. But here they was trying to, that's what false prophets do. They come to try to change you. Just like the serpent went into the garden and changed Adam and Eve from what God had told them. That's what he does. He comes and he sneaks up on you. And he tries to whisper in your ear and tell you, don't believe that. Don't believe what God said. Oh, you don't have to believe that. Just go ahead and eat of the fruit that God told you not to, Adam and Eve. Just eat of it. And you see, God knows you're going to be just as smart as him. You're going to be God yourself. If you just go ahead. It won't hurt. And that's the same thing that the body of Christ, that's where they are today with these false prophets. They whispering in your ear. It's all about money, fame, and fortune of this world where God already warned us that these false prophets was going to come and try to deceive you, take you away from truth. That's what a deceiver does. He tries to take you away from truth, the things you know to do that's right. These false prophets are teaching you that it's okay. Don't listen. The Bible said there was going to be a falling away from the word of God, the things that God had commanded you to do. You was going to get a spirit of rebellion. Apostasy is in the church. Everything being set up for the Antichrist, the Son of Man, the man of sin, I mean. Talking too fast. You know? The spirit of rebellion against God. 1 John 2 and 18 talks about in Revelation 13, the man of sin will lead you against God. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Let's go to Zacharias. Listen. See, the same thing that was going on in Paul was trying to warn the church in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, I mean, this is not new, y'all. This has been going on for ages. The spirit of deception that was going to try to come in the church and change you and take you away from truth. This was already foretold. The book of Revelation said, you know, means to reveal, to uncover to you. You know? And here in Zechariah, chapter 11, here Zacharias, he was doing the same thing that Paul was doing. He was trying to warn the people of these foolish, the Bible called them foolish shepherds that had came in, that, you know, because of, you know, money and that's what's going on. It's all about money, y'all. You know, it's all about money. To destroy your relationship with God. To take you away from truth. To get your eyes off from truth. To get your eyes over what it needs to be on. And that's not yourself, but on the things of God. Because, see, all things going to be, you know, going down. Everything. Everything. You know, they're getting set for this Antichrist spirit is already in the world. It's already in the world. Anti means to be against Christ. Anti-Christ. Again, to be against Christ. And that's what these preachers have sold out to deceive you. And it's all about money. They deceive you to take the money, to destroy your soul, to take you away from truth, to not preach truth to you. They've been paid. And right here in Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 15, it said, and the Lord said unto me, Zechariah, take unto thee ye the instruments of these foolish foolish shepherds. He was saying, get rid of this man. Get rid of it. He was telling them. He said, for lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek young ones, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws into pieces. That's what the devil wants to do. These men that's no longer preaching the gospel, to take your mind away from God. He said, woe to the idle shepherd. The ones that, you know, taking your mind away from truth and not giving you truth and let in and everything in the house of God, humping, cropping, bumping, just do whatever you want to do. I mean, praise, dancing, your legs up in the air and you're spinning and men got problems. You know, everybody ain't saving the church, y'all. Some people say, I don't want to go to church because hypocrites there. Hypocrites everywhere you go. Hypocrites in the grocery store, you go there. You ain't stop eating. You ain't stop going to get no groceries. Hypocrites everywhere. Just don't you be one. Anyway, it said, woe to the idle shepherd that leadeth the flock, that the sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean, dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. That's what they're doing. Jesus is the light, y'all. Why y'all in the dark? Why is the church dark now? Where's the light gone? Jesus is the light of the world. What can you see in the dark? You go home at night and you be feeling around. If you don't have no light, you'll be bumping into stuff. You know? Light is important. That's why the devil wants to get rid of the light. You should be a light. He said, ye should be a light in the world. People should see Christ in you by your lifestyle, by the things you do, the places you go. It represents who is in you, who your father is, who is your father, who is your real daddy. You know, some people are like, that, man, that's my dad right there. Well, who is your real dad? Is it Jesus? Or is it the father, your devil, the devil? Who is your dad of the day? Who are you living for? Who are you setting an example for? Is it for your children? Do they see anything in your life? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to go through here real quick. I know sometimes I go real long, I get excited, you know. But Deuteronomy 6. I just want y'all to get it, honey. We're running out of time. They're getting ready for the mark of the beast. You know, the Bible already said it. And the Antichrist spirit is already in the land because, you know, the Antichrist spirit is in the church. That's why God said judgment had to begin in the house of God, because he was warning you that the enemy was coming in the house of God. And they're in there. The false prophets are in there. False teachers. You know? From Deuteronomy chapter 6. God is telling us to keep the word in our, in your forehead. Right there in your forehead. Keep it up there. That's close. Deuteronomy 6 and verse, Deuteronomy 6 and 8 and 9. Let's read that. It says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be a frontlet between thy eyes. That's where you need to keep the word of God close to you. That's just how close you should keep it. Let's go back up to verse 6 in the same chapter. It said, and these words which I command thee this day. He didn't say a week from now or you know, because from day to day, you're not promised to see tomorrow. He said, I command thee this day. This day you hear the word of God. This day you hear truth. Harden not your heart. Tomorrow is not promised to you. He said, I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Put the word in your heart. And not only in your heart, but it says in verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. And thou shalt teach them when thou sittest in thy house, when you're at home, you know, instead of everybody all over the place, one in one room, one in another, and cell phones done took over. I mean, you can't even have to talk to your family. They're on the cell phone. They're on Facebook and Twitter and all this other stuff. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to distract you. He don't even want families to be families anymore. Don't even sit down and eat together and talk about, you know, how your day was or nothing. The enemy has taken out families, taken you away from the word of God, the structure that God has set for the church. His body. It says, even when you sit down in your house, and when you're walking, by the way, when you're walking out, sometimes you just go out as a family outing or whatever, you still need to keep your mind on Jesus, and you can talk to your children while you're walking along. You see destruction all around about us. You can say, hey, that's not right what you see over there. You know, you're teaching them. You're keeping your mouth closed. You ain't teaching nobody nothing. If you're not using your mouth, the power's in your tongue. The devil's trying to get everybody to shut up. That's why he got you on that cell phone and you're texting. You're using your fingers. You ain't using your mouth. He want to close your mouth because he know there's power in your tongue. That's where it's at, in your tongue. It's at, and when you lie down and when you rise up. So that's for your family. I mean, you need to talk to your family at all times about Christ and what he's done for you and the things he brought you out of. And, you know it was nobody but him. Share your testimony with your children. They should see something in you. The handwriting's on the wall, y'all. Oh, my God, time is winding up. Jesus soon to come. I'm telling you, the Antichrist, you know, system is already being in place. Now let's go back to where we started in Thessalonians. I didn't know I was going there. But anyway, God knew. So I'm just going to be led by him and not by you and not by myself. It said in verse 3, it says, let no man deceive you. Who said that? God said, don't let no man. I don't care how popular they is, what their name is. You know, I mean, some people just so led astray with all these false prophets leading you astray, not giving you the truth until, you know, they done deceived you. And the word of God said, let no man, I don't care who they is, where they come from, let no man deceive you. And even in Matthew, let's go there. Oh, yeah, we're going to take it to the word. That's what the word is for, to use the word. That's to help lead you and guide you while you're in this journey, while you're on this journey here in the earth. Matthew 24:4 says, and Jesus said, it didn't say, I said it. It said, and Jesus said unto them, he's talking to us, tell somebody, he's talking to me. He said, take heed that no man, what, deceive you, trick you, con you, take you away from truth, tell you that out with the old and in with the new. No. Jesus, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's not going to change, y'all. His word is not going to change. Stop listening to the crowd. Stop following the crowd. Follow Jesus. Look to him. The author and the finisher of your faith on today. It said, let no man deceive you by enemies. He said, by enemies. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care how great their names is, all these motivational speakers and all this. I mean, T.D. Jakes talking about get ready, get ready, get ready. But he didn't say, what y'all going to get ready for? Look, look, look where you at. Look what has come upon the face of the earth. See, it takes a person to be with you, you know. It takes a person. Galatians talks about it. It's a spirit, and he has to use somebody. Look around, even with this COVID. It, one man was dictating whether we go in or out of the house. Everybody secluded. One man had that much power over you. And that same demon was the same demon that the enemy used, you know, as, you know, years ago. Was a person. That's what I'm saying. It was a person. The devil has to use a body. God wants to use your body. Satan wants to use your body. You got to choose who you're going to let be your father, who's going to rule you. There's two kingdoms, kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Which kingdom are you going to be in? Who are you going to let rule your life? Who's going to be your father on today? It said, let no man by any means deceive you. He said, for that day shall not come except there'll be a falling away first. Look away, look around you. That's why people are no longer following Christ. There's been a falling away because of false prophets. People speaking lies to you, telling you it's okay now, you can do what you want to do. No, you can't do what you want to do and think you're going to make it to heaven. No, you must deny you. Deny self. Take up your cross and follow Christ. You got to give it up. Give up the wrong for the right. He said, except there be a falling away. And there's been a great falling away, y'all. People don't even want to go to church no more. I mean, this is a generation like never before. The young people don't even want to hear nothing about God. Even years ago, even if your parents didn't go to church, they always sent the children because they knew what they were doing more right. But they wanted their children to know right, you know? So they would send them on. And they probably said, well, I'll get right. You know, I'll run back to Jesus real quick. But they wanted their children to know about God. Not today. Not today. Half of their children ain't never heard about Jesus. Even in, you know, churches on every corner. And some people still don't know about God. Why? What did he do for you? What he done for you? Why? Lord, if you save me, Lord, if you heal me, I'll tell somebody about your goodness. And what happened? You closed your mouth. Soon as he healed your body, soon as he raised you up, soon as he got you out of that trouble, you soon forgot, turned your back on him. This is what God is talking about. This is what the word is talking about. This is how these false prophets come in. It's in ears. People hearing, listening to things you want to hear and not what God has for you. He says, the falling away first, which is already falling away, and that the man of sin is being revealed. That's the Antichrist and the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist who opposes. This is the job of the Antichrist. This is the job of these false prophets who opposes and exalts themselves above all that is called God. These people today, I mean, the stuff that they say out their mouth about God, I would dare not, but they're so blind to their flesh. And the Bible already said there's no good thing in your flesh. People lifting them up and calling them God like they God. Or that is worship, they said. That's what the sign of prediction wants to be. The Antichrist is going to want to be worship. He wants
He wants your worship. He's trying to take the worship from God. Just like, you know, when Lucifer was in heaven, he was the musician, and he didn't want just to be the musician. You know how some people come in and you teach them things, and after a while they think they're smarter than you. They want to take over. They say, oh, I ain't got to use him no more. I know how to do it. You know, you done taught somebody something, and then they feel like they know it better than you after you done taught them. And then they say, forget you. And this is what they doing. They saying, forget you, God. They won't worship. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, in the house of God, amen. This is where the Antichrist spirit is, in the house of God. And say, showing himself that he is God. Oh, no. But this is what's going on in the church. To take you away, to follow the spirit of the Antichrist. Yes. Men are taking your heart away from God. And like I was about to say earlier, you know, just like, you know, with this COVID thing, one man controlled our lives, that we were stuck in the house. As big as the world is. Stuck in the house. Couldn't come out unless you have masks on, covering up the breath of life that God gave you. Yeah. Who could that be? Oh, my God. One man controlling that much power. And look, even back in, the 60s, one woman took prayer out of the school, out of the court system. You know, the Ten Commandments, out of the court system. Look at all the things that represented the light of, you know, Jesus, the light of the world. It's falling down. It's falling, like the word said. These kids ain't even seen the Ten Commandments. It was taken down. Stand a nation without God. Kick him out. Kick God out. Kick him out. We no longer want him. So the kids won't know about him. It's a generation that has forgotten God. Don't even know God. Oh, my God. Time is winding up. It's at hand, y'all. It said, and remember ye not that when I was yet with you, that's what the devil don't want you to remember. When God was with you, I told you these things. His word told us these things. Paul was saying, I told y'all, I warned y'all of these things. Jesus is still warning us. And now ye know what withhold that he might be revealed in this time. So I'm going to Antichrist. For the mystery of iniquities doeth already work. It's already in effect, y'all. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed. That's the Antichrist. The one world order is ordered that, you know, out with Christ and in with this false teaching. To get to you, to take you away from truth. I get so, my heart be so heavy when I see all the destruction and how, where the place where the church was and where the church is today. Your heart should be heavy. You know, when you see all the changes around you, your changes in your family, the Bible say mother against daughter and father against son, and all these are signs from the word of God warned us of these things that we see today. What other book tells you that? Oh, my God. It said, and then shall the wicked be revealed, talking about the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. He's just going to speak one word. He's just going to say, drop dead. Oh, yeah, it's going to be over after a while, y'all. It's going to be over. He said, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Oh, the light's going to be so bright. Oh, yes. Going to destroy. Because, see, the light going to overpower darkness. Ain't that right? And like I said, when you go in your house, you can't see in the dark. How about if we didn't have any light, y'all? Couldn't see how to drive up and down the street. Come on, this is common sense. You know, we need light to see. Jesus is the light. He's trying to help you to see. Oh, my God. He said, even him who cometh is after the works of Satan with all power, talking about the Antichrist, and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceptiveness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. We're trying to tell you the truth, but see, that's the thing that the enemy wants. The false prophets and false teachers don't want you to hear truth. You know? That's what it says, that thine might be saved. The word will save you. You got to get the word. Some people, you know, don't want to be saved. We understand that. But that don't mean that ain't what God wants for you. Because he loves you and he don't want any to perish. He sent his only begotten son for you and I. That you might be saved. And not destroyed, not be damned. It's the end for this cause, God shall send a strong delusion. Because see, he, after a while, see, you don't want to hear. He's just going to turn you over to all your delusion. You know, just going to turn you over to delusion. That they should believe a lie. Just let you go on and believe your lie. Because see, like I said, everybody don't want to be saved. That don't mean that he don't want you to be saved. But he wants you to be saved. He don't want any to perish. He don't want any to die and go to hell. He wants you to make heaven your home. But it's your choice. It's your choice. I pray that you choose him before time is too late. It says that they all might be damned. See? He said he's going to send a strong delusion that they're going to believe a lie and you're going to be damned. You're going to be doomed. Who believe not in the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. He said you have pleasure in your wrongdoing. You like it. You know? But there's going to be an end to this thing, y'all. I'm telling you. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Let me get on through here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. No, we're not going to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to go to Revelation. Oh, my God. I tell you, I don't want my living to be in vain. I don't want my running to be in vain. You know, my husband used to preach so hard. He poured his heart, and he did what thus saith the Lord, and so he said, it's enough. And whether you do what God tell you to do or not, everything's coming to an end, y'all. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's go to Revelation, I said. Revelation 14. Yeah, everything getting set up for the Antichrist, y'all. The mark of the beast. All of that. It says in Revelation 14 and verse 9, it says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. See, we read earlier that see, God wants your word, his word in your forehead. And see, that's where the devil wants to mock you at, in your forehead. Do you see that? See, he always an imitator. He wants what God wants. He wants worship.
See, the devil know you ain't just going to flat out and say you worship him. But then again, in this day and time, I mean, nothing, you know, surprises me. You know, you may say, yeah, I'm a devil worshiper. Some people do say they're a devil worshiper, you know. But I pray that, you know, you'll cross over before time is too late. The devil wants to deceive you. If you ain't worshiping God, you worshiping the devil. Oh, yes, you can't be on both sides of the fence. You can't be in both kingdoms. You either in the kingdom of God or you in the kingdom of Satan. Which kingdom are you in? Who is your father? Is the father God or is the father the devil? Which one is it? We're here to ready church. Just want to help you to be ready, you know? So you can be like the five wise and not the five foolish. But anyway, it says here, if any man worship the beast or his image, and receive the mark in his forehead, like I said, trying to copy God, and the hand, and said, or in his hand. See, that's the same thing in the Old Testament, you know, what God was saying, where he placed his mark at, in your forehead, in your hand, and that's why the enemy wants to mark you up with the mark of the beast. He said, the saints shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, poured out without measure unto the cup of indignation. His anger. Oh, yes. Gonna be poured out. Oh, my God. It don't have to be poured out on you. What for your life? But, you know, most people gonna take the mark of the beast. And he said, you know, why you say that? Let me finish reading this. It says, in the same shall drink of the wrath of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of indignation, which is anger, and he shall torment them with fire and brimstone. This sounds like hell to me. In the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and their smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. Burning forever and ever, y'all. Tormented. Forever and ever. And they have no rest. Say, no rest, y'all. Day nor night. Eternity. Eternity. Burning forever. Who worship the beast and his image? People walking around with shirts talking about the beast. You don't know what you're wearing. You don't know what, I mean, you don't understand the tricks of the enemy, the spirit of deception. You don't understand. Just like all, you know, when Bush was in office, all the young people was wearing bones and skulls and all that stuff on the belts and the head, the hats, and, you know, you had all this stuff on, which represents death. Bones and skulls always represented death. Oh, my God. The worship of the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark in his mark of his name, which is 666. The number man. My God. Like I said, you know, most people, you know, they're gonna take the mark. Most people running down and taking the shot, I mean, it ain't going to be nothing for you. You know, I mean, just come on. Whatever they say, did you pray about it? Did you seek God? Let's go to Matthew 7 and 13. Yes, I'm just so disturbed. I stick with Exodus 15 and 26. I'm going to stand on that. None of those diseases are brought upon the Egyptians shall be brought upon me as I walk in righteousness. Yes, yes, I believe God's word. Yeah, I do. Oh, yes. Hated for his name's sake. Oh, yes. I've been there and I'm there. I'm there right now. People hate me because I'm a Christian, because I love God. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay. What he done for me, nobody else could do. What he brought me out of a horrible pit. When I wasn't saved, doing some of everything, But God, he delivered me. He set me free. He cleaned up my mouth. That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God, what in the world is going on in the church? I mean, just Jesus with cussing and Jesus with drinking and Jesus, just put Jesus on anything. He said, you know, they be coming saying that, you know, there's another Jesus. Well, this is not the Jesus of Nazareth, y'all. There was only one from Nazareth, and that's the one I serve. It says in verse 13, it said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, did it say a few? It said many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate. Come on, y'all. Straight is the gate. And narrow is the way. I said, some people may say, oh, narrow-minded. Well, let me be narrow-minded because narrow is the way. Which leadeth to life. Who wouldn't want life over death? Do you choose life today in Christ today? Because the wages of sin is death. You choose death, you got, that's the pay. That's the pay, the sin. Wages of sin is death. Eternal separation from God. It said, and few there be that signs it. And it said it's going to be a minute. He said what? Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing. Oh, yes. All these preachers y'all lifting up, they come. They came in sheep clothing. Oh, yeah. I ain't never heard nobody preach like him. I ain't never heard those words like him. Oh, my God. That's how the devil comes, y'all. As an angel of light. Oh, yeah. But inwardly, they are raven wolves. Yeah, I heard one of the pastors say, yeah, the wolves is coming. And the one that said it was one. In Matthew 7 and 13, we just got to reading about the narrow and the straight. You know, the narrow and the straight road, I want that. Because, see, on the road, you know, the wide road is the road of sin. The desires of your flesh, the worldliness, paganism, people worshiping the sun god, moon god, stars, and all, yes. And even when it said the stars, you know, people, somebody, oh, you know, they got their name down in, engraved in the street. Your name? Like your name is greater than God? The stars. That's what, oh my God, the stars? Well, Jesus is the only bright and morning star for me. The stars. Yeah, you got your name engraved. Yeah, the devil branding you. You want your name and people walk on it. Lord, have mercy. He said, you know, to feel your deeds in, of darkness, that's what it is. You know? But time is winding up, y'all. Jesus is soon to come. We want you here at the Ready Church to get ready, be ready, stay ready, say, Lord, search me, turn the light. It's got to be a light, y'all. You're already in the darkness. You need a light. To see, you need a light. If you're in darkness, if you don't turn the light on, you ain't going to be able to see what's in the crack, in the hole, under the bed, in the closet, wherever you hiding, wherever you know. You can't see if the light ain't turned on. The devil knows that. That's why he's trying to keep you in the dark. But we here at the Ready Church telling you today, come out of the dark, get in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light. Oh, yes, he is. He's still the light. Oh, yes. I don't care how much darkness you get in. He's still the light. Call on him. He'll bring you out. Let's go to 1 John, and then we're going to end right there telling you about God is the light. He is the light. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. So anybody's in darkness today, come on out of darkness and come on into the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. First John, we're closing right here. Jesus is the light, light of the world, forever shining, shining in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Ever shining in my soul. It says, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If ye say that ye have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if ye walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word on today. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Continue, oh God, to speak to our hearts today. We pray that you'll minister to everyone in a special way, that they will watch as well as to pray, to stay alert in these last and evil days. God, you're able to keep us all from falling, and we thank you for it on today, that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is still in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. This is the Ready Church. Be ready. Jesus is coming soon. God bless you.
Satan is out to destroy your soul, and he's trying hard to deceive. But if you trust him, the word of God only truth, you will believe. The Lord told his folk that you must take his yoke, take his yoke and learn. But the devil said, hey, when I learn, don't you be deceived. You can't have your way. You gotta live like the Bible says. Don't listen. There is only one. Satan is. The day.